Obviously, there are a lot of awards winners here about airbrush, especially in the advertising and retail categories, about people who have taken a proper stand against not using airbrushing and modification. Why is it important to take a stand against using modification like that?
I think it depends on what you're advertising. You know, airbrushing itself is not intrinsically evil or bad, but it does need to be used responsibly. And so, for example, the extent of airbrushing you would have in an advert that's a very fantastical image about a perfume, well, you might think, fair enough, a bit more is okay. If you're actually advertising a beauty product and it's going to be about what that product does, then there's, I think, a need to be more realistic and upfront about what can be expected from that product. And obviously we have the Advertising Standards Authority to make sure adverts aren't misleading. But I actually think there's also a desire from consumers for authenticity and to see that people do not look like their face has been ironed, that they actually have, you know, laughter lines, and you can see that they have experience, and as I think Bare Minerals called it tonight, the signs of life on their face. That actually makes for a more interesting image. And so I'm glad that more and more advertisers are recognising that. I also think there's an argument about in adverts aimed at children, for example, as to what extent you would airbrush and, you know, make people's shapes different. In terms of getting rid of a stray hair or a spot that a model happens to have on a particular day, I think a lot of people are quite relaxed about that, actually. But I think airbrushing and retouching has gone too far when people's body shape and size gets changed as a absolutely routine measure in so many images. And that's why I think it is really important that people are standing up and saying, no, it's a bit too much. We need to get a bit more authenticity and honesty back into these images.
So do you think people want to see real people? They don't want to buy this idea of something perfected. They want to...
I think people do want to aspire to the images. I think brands generally want to have aspirational images. But aspirational doesn't actually mean perfect. And let's face it, if we all aspire to perfection, then we're all going to be endlessly disappointed. So you can be aspirational, but still have character. And I think that's what the campaigns that won tonight showed.
Obviously, there were quite a few awards, as we were saying, about airbrushing. Do you think it's quite a central piece of talking about body confidence and the Body Confidence Awards and the campaign? Do you think it comes into it quite a big way?
I think visual imagery is so powerful and it sends so many messages to us that therefore how that is presented is very important as regards body confidence, and airbrushing is an important part of that. It's not the only part of that. I think diversity of ages, shapes, skin colours is also very important. Indeed, disability, as we saw with some of the awards tonight as well. So it's not the only thing, but it is an important part of it.
In bringing the campaign into Parliament, what do you hope to achieve? Because presumably you're now bringing it into the legislative realm. Do you want to create some new legislation in that industry?
Well, I wouldn't ever rule out legislation, because it may well be those things that laws can be brought in. But also I think a lot of progress can be made by bringing industry together, by getting a political focus on this, and that's what the all-party parliamentary group is helping to do. And there has already been some movement. The very fact that, you know, we held a parliamentary inquiry, which we will be reporting on in June, and the evidence we heard from the advertising industry was what was seen as acceptable 12 to 15 months ago in terms of retouching is not what's seen as acceptable now. That is a change that's happened through public campaigning and attitude shift, not through legislation. So there may well be areas where legislation is necessary, but actually it's not the only route that we can pursue.
And what do you think would be the ideal legislative position? What do you want out of this?
Well, I want to see a cultural change. Now, that doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen through just one thing. So there is about trying to make progress in all of these different arenas. So you've got the fashion industry having fashion students learning how to cut to different shapes and sizes. You've got education, and we saw some great examples tonight of programmes where young people can develop confidence and self-esteem and resilience within schools. You've got challenges to the advertising industry about how they present images. You've got all of these different things which together, I think, will start to change the culture. But this is not going to be something which is done and dusted in a year or two. This is a long campaign, and I'm inspired by tonight. There's lots of people that are working on it.
As an MP, obviously you're someone who has to sort of sell themselves to an extent. Have there been images of you which have been airbrushed in sort of campaign material, and how do you feel about that if they have? Or
well,
have you taken a stand against them not?
Well, I don't in my own campaign material. I have no...
Do you know any MPs that do?
Well, there have been some high-profile examples. It wasn't airbrushing about the body, but there was a Conservative candidate, and I can't remember the name, in the 2000 and... could have been 2005, could have been 2010 election, but I think it might have been 2005, who posed with a white sheet of paper and a fellow MP, I think it might have been Anne Whittaker or somebody, and then they airbrushed on content to that piece of paper, which in itself is not dreadful, but then they airbrushed something different onto it. And there was also, I think, famously James Purnell turned up late to a photo shoot and was then airbrushed into one. So I can understand how those things happen, but I think there are clearly political pitfalls in it. Being in the public eye, images important. It's, I think, perhaps with too much prominence, and I think there's a case for saying that women politicians in particular, or other women in the media, face much more scrutiny around appearance than men do. Just look at Jackie Smith's cleavage and Theresa May's shoes and all of the focus that goes in those things, when actually, you know, people don't comment so much on, you know, male MPs' ties or, you know, whether they've got a beer belly. But you probably, in this line of work, have to just take a bit of that in the chin and recognise.
So you're happy to sort of say women may be seen a bit differently in this field, or at least
I want to change that, but I'm not going to make that the focus of my campaign, because I don't think in the grand scheme of things that is the worst thing that's happening. And to be honest, you know, that's not something which, you know, politicians are particularly in a position to be able to change.
Okay, and finally, how do you see the Body Confidence campaign and the awards? How do you see it developing, coming? What do you see? Do you see this event continuing?
I do hope so, because I think tonight's been a really positive event, and we have the all-party parliamentary group producing this inquiry report, as I say, in June. That will have some meaty recommendations about what government, but also what industry should be doing on the issue. And we will continue the campaign in a whole range of different ways, and as well as the centralised sort of campaign where we all coordinate and come together, there are, in all of the different areas, you've got BEATS doing their stuff, Eating Disorders Girl guiding, working with their young women up and down the country. You've got all of the individual campaigns working as well. So it really is a kind of network of campaign activism, and that will continue, and, you know, I think it will go from strength to strength.
That's everything I was going to ask. Thank you.